is being pressured to follow suit. This is SRN News.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded. It's time now for the Drive Home with Greg Seltz on WAVA. From the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios, today's Drive Home is made possible by our good friends at Passport Automotive Group, an outstanding group of dealerships throughout the DMV, including BMW, Infiniti, Mazda, Mini Cooper, Nissan, and Toyota. As well, they have a state-of-the-art collision center, all which are ready right now to serve your auto needs. So if you are considering the purchase of a new or certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport stands ready to meet those needs right now. You can find out more by going to PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. And now, here's Dr. Gregory Seltz for your driving pleasure on WAVA.
Good day, Washington, D.C. Welcome back to Hour 2 of The Drive Home. I'm Dr. Gregory Seltz. You know, our hearts are burning with some good news of the gospel. We can't wait to share it with anyone who listened to God's law and his gospel good news of forgiveness, life, and salvation in Christ alone. But there are forces in our culture today who see that exact message as a threat. Especially they hate God's no in his moral law. They despise the notion that anyone or anything can tell them no about what they desire. Now, again, I understand that. I struggle with it, too, because we all are sinful. But worse than that, you know, so we can agree that, you know, we might disagree on these things, or that God might disagree with our notion of right and wrong, right? But worse, just knowing that we disagree, that's not enough for them. They want to actually seize the power of government to force everyone to believe just like they do or else. These are called hate speech laws. I call them secular blasphemy laws. You know, if you say that someone is morally wrong and they happen to enjoy doing it, you're not allowed to disagree with them today. You will be silenced, then punished, then banished from society if these laws continue to take effect. And if you don't believe me, you should follow the Bishop Johanna Poihila Päivi-Räsänen trial in Finland. And Finland is the home of my grandparents, so I've got ties, and it's supposed to be one of the happiest places on earth to live, at least that's what they say. One guy said it's the most tolerant place, and I said, not if you're persecuting Christians who are good. They're just Orthodox good Christians who love the Lord and love being, you know, good neighbors, and you persecute them? You arrest them? But over there, they're being put on trial again and again and again. They've been exonerated twice, but the government keeps coming back and suing them because of their teaching the Bible's view of marriage and sex, the practice of sexuality within the bonds of marriage, and the notion that God created us male and female. That's a crime to some people today. So in the second part of this last hour, we're going to talk to Reverend Fred Hinz. He's a public policy advocate for our church in the Minnesota North and South districts of our church. And he is defending on a state level the religious liberty things that we defend on a national level. And folks, this battle of religious liberty, the sanctity of life, marriage as a religious liberty issue, and education, the ability to educate your children in the virtues you want them educated in, all of that is coming to a state near you. And it's already happening in Minnesota, so we'll get to that, and we'll talk about that in just a minute, right after this. You know, folks, it's starting to feel like spring. It's spring cleanup time, or maybe it's spring sell your home time. So, you know, the question is, which one is it in your household? Well, if you want to sell that house, you need to call Debbie, Sarah, and Reynolds Empower Home Team. They have this program called Sell with Certainty. They're going to secure multiple cash offers for you so you can sell your home quickly without any hassles and at the best price. You know what? Do you want to know why I always suggest Debbie, Sarah, and Reynolds Empower Home Team? It's because they're going to maximize the profits on your home sale while removing the stress associated with selling your home. You're going to be able to sit back while they bring you guaranteed cash offers. Oh, and finally, they will guarantee the sale of your home. If Debbie and Sarah cannot sell your home, then they'll buy it. So if you want to get the best price for your home and you want to take away all the stress of selling your home, you need to reach out to my friends and realtors, Debbie, Sarah, and Reynolds and Power Home Team. Call 844-881-SOLD or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. All right, so in the second hour, you know, the question is, should Christians get involved with all this stuff? I mean, it's government. It's messy business. Separation of church and state, except that's our teaching. Well, I hate the word separation because that implies that there's literally no overlap. Well, the moral teachings of the Bible are both, they apply both to the state and the church. But the gospel message of the scripture, that's only the church's domain. But the state's whole point is to have moral laws and just laws that undergird a civil society. And we have a whole lot to say about that. And there's a lot of even non-Christians who agree with many of the Ten Commandments or the moral things that are taught there. So Christians get involved in this. Yeah, when Jesus says God works through the state, he doesn't save the world through it, but he preserves it. And God works through the church to proclaim his good news of what he has done for our salvation. And the founders actually said the church is so important, it's the only, they limited the government and they protected the church. It's the only protected entity in our culture because you cannot live freely to do as you please. You got to be motivated by what is right, to do what is right, not just for yourself but for others. And if you won't do what is right, if you live freely to do as you please, the whole constitutional republic idea comes crashing down. And there are despots, tyrants, and oligarchs who are happy to take over living your life for you. Well, again, when it comes to this trans movement, this is becoming a secular silencing movement against anyone who disagrees. And Christians know this is wrong, but we need to fight back against this for everyone's sake, not just for our own. And that's what's happening in Minnesota. The trans movement and the LGBTQ and the whole alphabet movement, it's not like people are saying, hey, will you just tolerate, let us live tolerantly with one another. It's no, if you don't say that we are exactly the same as you and that you can't say anything we do, that you don't believe this is wrong, you can't do that because we will punish you. And so in Minnesota, this was happening, and our bishop there, or our district president there, wrote a letter concerning what is being debated in the Minnesota House of Representatives and in the state. And the whole point was whether or not the special status now for sexual orientation is going to be a protected class that is binding on the church. So the church will have to teach what the government tells it to teach. In fact, the church will even be forced to hire people who disagree with the basic tenets of the church. So if the church teaches that marriage between a man and a woman, they will have to hire people who actually don't agree with that. Same thing with sexual identity. If a boy thinks he's a girl thinks he's a boy, and we teach that God made them male and female, we will have to actually bind our teaching to what the state tells us to teach. That's what's being legislated. The church cannot be the church on its own terms. Wow. And so, you know, when people ask all the time, should the church get involved in this, the reason why we have gotten involved in this, both at the national level, and then we'll talk with Reverend Fred Hintz at the local level, at the state level, is again because we want the church to be the church. We still believe that God's word, his law, and his gospel is a blessing to all of us, calls us to repentance and calls us to faith. It's a beautiful thing. And so we're the ones trying to take politics out of this. The minute you make this a political issue, Then suddenly there's going to be the coercive power of the government. There's going to be the coercive use of taxation. And one side is going to be crushed by the other. And the reality is we're the ones trying to say live and let live. We can agree to disagree. Let us still run our churches, our schools, our preschools, our universities according to the teaching of the Word of God. The teaching of the Word of God has created the greatest freedom for the most amount of people. The Christian worldview has created the greatest freedom for the most amount of people in the history of the world. The West. And of course, they're trying to destroy that. And then I would say, well, what do you want to go to? Compare it to what? Because there is no other culture out there that has anything close to the kind of freedom, prosperity, and then ethnic diversity that we have here in America. And folks, that is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And all we're doing when we get involved in the politics of this is saying, don't make this political. Don't get the state involved in this battle or dialogue. Let us be neighbors to each other. Let us be humane and civil to each other. And even if we have to agree to disagree, let us live in harmony with each other. Well, when you see what's going on, as we talk about it with Reverend Hintz in the second part of this hour, you will realize that is not the goal of the other side. The goal of the other side is to say, if you're a Christian and you don't believe like we do, you will be silenced. You will be punished. Is that the kind of country we want to live in? Especially when it comes to these moral issues. And there are non-Christians who are starting to see what we're talking about, too. J.K. Rowling, I don't think we really agree with her on almost anything, but she says we're not going to have this notion that boys can turn into girls and girls can turn into boys just because they feel like it, or just because a doctor hacks them up or chemically castrates them. She's right. Now, of course, we've taught that all along. We've taught that men and women are equal before the law and equal before God, but they're different. They're radically different, and they need to be treated as such. And so that's the first thing. Should we get involved in this? Yes, because someone has to take the politics out of this so we can still live as people who know how to agree to disagree civilly. And then we'll talk about why we need to actually defend our voice in culture for the sake of culture. And we'll talk about that right after this. I'm Gregory Seltz. This is The Drive Home. Stay with us.
Jesus described a judgment day scene when some people will go before God talking about all the Christian stuff in their lives. And it's a day when he will say, "I never knew you." Have you admitted your sin and told Jesus that you were pinning all your hopes on him to be your Savior from your sin? Or have you only been going through the motions? If you want to learn how to make that commitment, then call us at 888-NEED-HIM. Or go to chataboutjesus.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is, getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Selling your home is such a big deal. You want to sell it fast and for the most money with zero hassles, right? Hey, it's Dr. Gregory Seltz of WAVA 105.1, and this is why I always recommend Debbie, Sarah, and Reynolds Empower Home Team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah continue to stay on top of the real estate market with multiple cash offers for their sellers. Yes, you can get the highest price with multiple cash offers in less than 24 hours, and Debbie and Sarah makes the process so easy. They eliminate all the stresses and hassles that come with selling a home. Matthew and Heather came to Debbie and Sarah needing a cash offer. They handled everything from staging to negotiations, getting them multiple cash offers before going to market, and they sold for over $100,000 more than their original cash offer before talking to Reynolds Empower Home Team. Your home sale and price is always guaranteed with Reynolds Empower Home Team. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds now, 844-881-SOLD. That's 844-881-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel. Home to the biggest shows on TV, like Dennis Prager, weekdays at noon Eastern, followed by Jay and Jordan Seculo at 2. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
And welcome back. This is The Drive Home. I'm Dr. Gregory Seltz. Great to be here with you today. We're just talking about, you know, should Christians get involved in this? In the first hour, we talked about the Johnson Act, and we talked about the challenge now, the smear of being called Christian nationalists, and how silly that really is, because Christians just want the government to do what it's called to do. And since we argue for the moral limitation of government, somehow that is a nationalistic viewpoint. Remember that gal said from the Hill that if you believe that your rights come from God, you're a Christian nationalist. In reality, it's the foundation of our country. It's in the Declaration of Independence. I don't even know how she has a job. How can you be a reporter? You don't even know the founding documents of this country. But again, should Christians get involved? Of course we should, because we have a moral role to play in God's preserving work of our culture. And that moral voice is a beautiful, beautiful thing. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But, you know, a few days ago on the way to dinner, there were storm clouds gathering. And my wife said to me, "Hey, honey, did you close the windows in the kitchen?" You know, we had opened them for those cool, refreshing winds of spring. Unfortunately, like I said, April showers were on the horizon. So back into the house to check one last time. Why? April showers not only bring May flowers, they bring water damage inside your home, especially if you have leaky, agey, won't close all the way windows. So this April, if you're having a hey, honey moment and it's your window's fault, then you can deal with that. It's time to call the pros at Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you get two windows free. There's no limit how much you can save. Plus, you can save even more with zero down, zero interest, and no payments for 24 months. Window Nation's windows come with a lifetime warranty, and they can be installed in one day or less. So, let the fresh air in, keep the rain, the pollen, and the pesky bugs out, and get the best windows for the best price today. Remember that buy two, get two free, unlimited, plus zero down, zero interest, no payment for 24 months. You can't afford to wait. It's easy. Call 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com. That's windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today. Should we get involved in this? The cultural issues, the political issues. Yes, we have a role to play. I'm reminded of that in our history. We had this person. Well, I used to be the Lutheran Hour speaker. There's a radio program still on. I think, we had 1.2 million listeners when I was the speaker. We're on all kinds of 1,400 radio stations all around the country. But originally, in the 30s and 40s, it was pretty much one of the only, and it was the number two radio program in the country. And the number one radio program was The Shadow. So this is when we were on CBS radio all around the country. And there was this group that rose up and said, we need to kick the Lutheran Hour off the air because it preaches too much about Jesus. Think about that. In the 40s, I thought everybody was a Christian in the 40s. Anyway, so I always ask my people, well, what should we have done? Because they're proud of the Lutheran Hour, still proud of the Lutheran Hour. Me too. What should they have done? Well, I mean, that's government. It's the FCC. They're arguing who can be on the radio, who can't. And someone said that we preach too much about Jesus and about Christ and his and the good news, Christ alone, you know, grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone. And Walter Meyer was the first Lutheran Hour speaker. He fought back. You know, when people say we shouldn't get involved, well, if we didn't get involved, we would have been put off, we would have been removed from the air. Well, Walter Meyer fought back. But what did he use to fight back? He didn't argue biblical principles to the FCC. He argued Jeffersonian freedom principles of the First Amendment. Now, the First Amendment protects the church because the founders believed the church was the main driver of freedom in this country, because religiously motivated, self-governing, morally directed citizens were the key to freedom in America, not the government. So they limited the government to its coercive powers to very enumerated things, and then they freed individual citizens. But those citizens were motivated, directed, and self-governed by their faith in action. And so Walter Meyer argued that, along with other Christian leaders, to keep the Lutheran Hour and other Christian programming on the air. That was a First Amendment argument, and we put it to use. We put our temporal liberties to work for the sake of the eternal liberties, of sharing the eternal liberties of God in Christ. And so that's what I say. When the church gets involved in these things, we don't get involved in too much, because we generally leave that up to individual citizens, individual Christian citizens, to get involved. But there are a few times when we get involved. Religious liberty is one. We fight for that. We fight for it. Sanctity of life. We fight for that, even for those who disagree with us, because their life is precious to us too, even though we vehemently disagree on some of these issues. And then, you know, marriage as an institution and educational freedom, those are religious liberty issues for us. And we fight for that because those things, if you allow the church to be the church, this will be a better culture. There's just no doubt about it. And one of the things that's happening in our culture today, the young people are starting to believe this lie that the government can do what the church does. No, it can't. And by the way, the government's message will never supplant the church, because the message of the church is that God got involved in humanity and God actually delivered a freedom that he accomplished for the sake of us all. The government can never, ever do that. So should we get involved? Absolutely. And you've been given protections in America like no other culture. You know, I talked about this in a Bible study the other day, Daniel in the Lion's Den. You know, what bothers me about church people, now I'm speaking to Christians now, if you're listening, or faith people. This country, if you use the Daniel in the Lion's Den event, but then make an analogy from it, the lions were miraculously, their mouths were shut, so that this egregious law that suddenly made Daniel, who was a believer, made him illegal, you know, thrown to the lions. God closed the mouths of those lions. Well, God did the same thing for us in America, not miraculously like Daniel in the lion's den, but as these egregious laws that suddenly are making the church illegal just because it's the church, we still have this thing called the First Amendment. If you think of the government like those lions, the lions are pointed towards the bad things of the jungle to keep it at bay. That's what government's for. But the First Amendment shuts the mouths of those lions when it's turned towards the free citizen, the law-abiding citizen. Well, the First Amendment actually closed the mouths, put the rope around the lion's mouths when directed towards law-abiding citizens. And it's amazing to me that Christians feel like, Well, maybe maybe to be a more tolerant country, we should untie the lions' mouths when they're directed at us. It's crazy. And so we should learn how to, be part of God's preserving work in the culture, even as we proclaim God's saving work uniquely as church people, as Christians. Another analogy that I try to use that says, folks, we got to get involved in this. This is our country, and the teachings of the Scripture, the moral teachings of the Scripture especially, are beautiful things. They're beautiful things. God created the world. God ordered the world morally. And so, we're out of step when we're misaligned with God's created ordering of things too. And so the Christian has the right to and the responsibility to talk about how beautiful that is for all of us. Not easy, especially because we're just as broken as everyone else. So one of the analogies I use when you're struggling to be the church in this growing secular culture that now likes to use even the coercive power of taxation and the law to actually knuckle the church under. We need to block that. That's what we do politically. We block that so that we can be the church for others. And someone says, well, what is that like? Well, think of a football team. Think of the church as we're a football team and we're on offense, and think of the quarterback and the running back and the wide receivers. They're the ones who score. They share the gospel. When people come to faith, that's a touchdown. But on every play in a football game, for the quarterback, the wide receiver, and the running back to be successful, what has to happen? The offensive linemen need to block. Well, when I talk about politics and getting involved in politics, it's to block back bad government. Good government can't save us, but bad government can destroy us. And so if we get involved in government as Christians, we need to be involved in blocking and, putting the government back in its proper place so that free people, motivated by their faith, morally directed by the moral teachings of the Scripture, self-governing, can be free to live in harmony, even with those with whom we disagree. And by the way, if you're afraid of Christians living in harmony with you, if you disagree with us as a Christian people, our teaching says we're called to even love our enemies. I don't think that you should not be afraid of Christians who are really living out their faith, because they're 100% sinners. They don't think they're anybody better than anybody else. They just know that they have this incredible Savior, and they want you to hear about his no and his yes on his terms for yourself. And that's what I'm going to talk about with Reverend Fred Hintz right after this. I'm Gregory Seltz. This is The Drive Home. Great to be with you today.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates.
Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
Larry Hogan wants to go to Washington, but whose side is he on? We don't have to guess.
I've been probably the strongest Trump critic in the Republican Party from the time he came down the escalator.
Sleazy attacks on President Trump, emboldening Biden and the Democrats running our country into the ground.
I've committed to not supporting Donald Trump.
Crime on the rise and a wide-open southern border. Larry Hogan's priority?
I'm doing everything I possibly can to stop Donald Trump.
Backstabbing conservatives. Another American last liberal. That's Larry Hogan. Wrong for Republicans. The conservative choice? Robin Ficker. Stand with Trump. Secure the border. Robin Ficker will fight for our values and put America first. On May 14th, vote for the Trump-Ficker conservative ticket.
I'm Robin Ficker, candidate for the United States Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Robin Ficker for U.S. Senate.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-355-4107 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-355-4107. That's 800-355-4107. What do you have to lose? Call 800-355-4107. Again, 800-355-4107.
Tonight we'll see mostly cloudy skies. Expect a nighttime low of 55. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, not as warm with a passing shower. Tomorrow will reach a high of 68. Thursday, cloudy skies with a shower in the area. Thursday will reach a high of 73. Plan with confidence. Check with AccuWeather.com often and download the free AccuWeather app today. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
One of Satan's favorite lies is you've lost your salvation. This lie is directly contrary to the promise of Jesus Christ when he says, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." The Bible says that when we are saved, we're sealed by the Holy Spirit, and nothing can remove us from God's hands. There may be times in your life when it's hard to believe that promise. Jesus loves you enough to die for your sins and to save you. If you want to learn how to begin a relationship with Jesus, call or text us at 888-NEED-HIM.
WAVA. Keep your dial tuned in to hear encouragement.
And welcome back. You know, just thinking about what we were talking about with Jeremy, and, you know, just hits you, you know, when Jesus says, if you abide in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Well, we're dealing with an ideology in our country today that's now taken hold in a lot of our educational institutions, also in politics, that says there is no truth, that it's just a construct, and it's whatever I say it is. Well, you can't have both of those. You're either going to have that one ideology or one philosophy that guides this country or the other. And right now, the notion that the church has a role to play in the public square, that is under attack. And one of the reasons why it's under attack is it undermines the nonsense that there is no truth. And so we just got to talking about how that is happening in Ware, New Hampshire. And now we're going to switch and go to where? We're going to go to Minnesota. And we're going to talk to Reverend Fred Hintz, public policy advocate for both Minnesota North and Minnesota South districts of our beloved Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Welcome, Pastor Hintz.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Come on, Fred. You know me better than that. It's great to talk to you, Fred. In fact, I always tell people, I said, what I try to do here in the capital, nation's capital, federally, this is what you're doing day by day by day for the state of Minnesota, right? We'll talk a little bit about what you do there.
Sure. Yeah, that's a good way to characterize it. So I represent the roughly 500 congregations and schools of the Missouri Synod here in the state of Minnesota. And I do so in matters relating to public policy. Typically, the matters that we will speak to break down into four general areas. One would be the life issues, right. Abortion, assisted suicide. Then there's a cluster of issues related to marriage, family, sexuality, that kind of thing. And then there is the general issue of religious liberty. and then a particular form of religious liberty, which is parental choice in education.
Right.
If it has to do with one of those four areas, then I, on behalf of the church, will have something to say. If it falls outside those areas, I will be mute.
Well, you know, it's funny. I always tell people that if you really understand how God engages the world two different ways, we call it two kingdoms in our tradition, and how he differentiates Caesar's role, if you want to use politics, and it's broader than just politics, but, you know, God's preserving work and God's saving work. We have a limited view of what government can and cannot do, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, when you engage in these four things, those are four things you engage not just for our church, but for the sake of a healthy civil society. But there's a lot of things in which we can disagree and still be faithful to each other. And I said, if you really understand God's, you know, word on this, you can have really fun at the Thanksgiving table. There's certain things you can talk about and certain things you just say, hey, that's not for us to talk about at the Thanksgiving table, and we can show you how to do that. And I think that's one of the things you just said. These four things, yeah, we're going to have to stand together on these. But the rest of it, you know, we get to learn to disagree and still love each other. All right. Well, that brings us to what's going on in Minnesota. And like I'm saying, with a lot of these issues, the gloves are coming off, and the church wasn't really ready for the fight. Or maybe I don't think we are. But explain to our audience what is happening in Minnesota. I think it's House Bill 4021 or something like that, or Amendment A2. But talk about what is happening in your neck of the woods.
Sure. Well, I guess the story begins 30 years ago.
Okay.
When in 1993, the state of Minnesota passed what is called the Minnesota Human Rights Act. And it was a legislative effort to try and balance two important goods. One is the good of safeguarding the human rights of all our citizens, making sure that there's equal application of the law and all of those good things. But at the same time, it was an effort to safeguard the rights of religious people and the church. Because, of course, we hold some views that are not currently popular in the culture generally.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Human Rights Act simply balanced those two. It was a delicate balance, but it held for 30 years. That changed about a year ago when the majority party, the Democratic Party here in Minnesota, added something to the Human Rights Act, namely they added a new protected class, which was a gender identity. So, in other words, people who are view themselves as trans were now given their own identity in that act.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was that when this new protected class was added, there was no corresponding protection, no corresponding exemption listed, so that the church, unlike all of the other protected classes, the church had an exemption that the government could not come after the church for expressing views that conflicted with the government's views. But all of a sudden now there is one area, the area of trans rights or gender identity, in which now if the church disagrees with that in its hiring practices or in what it teaches, now the state can come after the church. And in particular after our schools, and file lawsuits based on claims of gender identity discrimination. So that happened a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a bill that was rushed through our legislature. And frankly, nobody noticed that there was this lack of an exemption. And so coming into our current legislative session, we spoke to the members of the majority party, the Democrats, and said, you know, we think that this was just an oversight, that the complementary exemption was not included. And so we offered an amendment to a bill which would restore that that exemption. And that's what the hearing that occurred not quite 2 weeks ago was dealing with. However, we found out that in fact it was not an oversight.
Of course not.
It was an intentional change, there was a rather explosive response on the part of the Democrats to the idea that we would try to roll back or restore the exemption as it had been previously.
Well,
I don't know if that makes sense to you.
But. Yeah, it does. But I mean, here's what I keep trying to tell people is that this is, you know, even on the spectrum of the LGBTQ and on QIA, none of that's immutable. You know, we were taught this when we were young, that it's immutable, that you're born this way. This is the way it is. No, you can change. You can be on one side of the spectrum. You can go all the way back to the other side of the spectrum. And so to define a right, you can only go back to something that is immutable. And so that's one of the reasons why on the Hill, we just use the words male and female. Everything else is a construct, and it's a changeable construct. I don't even know what today you might say you identify as, and I might be held accountable to some law that says at that moment I'm held accountable to that whim, but even yesterday you said it was different. And you can't then run a culture of 350 million people that way, and that's why it used to be sex, male and female. Well, guess what? That's why the women's groups now are having a hard time, because they created this notion that there is no difference between men and women. So then the question was, well, then why protect it as a class? And that's why you're seeing trans males playing girls' sports and all these kinds of things. What's amazing to me, though, is what you're seeing happen now is that they knew this day was coming, and they are aghast that you would actually want this exemption, because you just believe differently. You have a moral perspective that's different. You think sexual practice is different. You think male and female and a child, that's the definition of family. And they're saying you're not going to have that definition and be a legally licensed school, correct?
Yes. Yeah, it apparently came as quite a shock to them that our religious liberty rights would actually mean something to us.
Right.
In fact, there was this powerful pushback, simply indicating that the folks on the left side of the spectrum really do not understand what religious liberty rights are. And certainly, even to the degree they do understand, they do not respect that.
Right.
It's a part of our Constitution that is offensive to them.
Well, we're going to come back in a minute and talk more about some ways we can push back on this. But let me just tell you, folks, when they because I listened to what it was said, you know, we exist. And I said, so do we. The point is that we have moral differences here. And we're the kind of people that say we can learn how to exist together. We can coexist as long as you allow us to have our liberty and moral understanding, and we'll let you have yours. They're the ones saying, no, we're going to criminalize you and put you out of business. That's the issue. Back in a moment.
AM
April is here, that means spring is here. But if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out the pollen and bugs, then you need to call Window Nation. Right now, every two windows you buy, you get two free. There's no limit to how much you could save. Plus, you can save even more with no interest, no payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. So don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Schedule your free in-home estimate today.
Smooshed. That's how all the cars looked on a truck I passed recently. Steel pancakes, crushed and ready for the scrapyard. But one day, every one of those cars was somebody's dream come true. Not anymore. Yesterday's dream has been flattened, like so many of life's dreams. Things we thought were what we were looking for in life, a dream job or home, a big milestone, a romance, a marriage, children. They failed to fill the hole in our heart. In the Bible, our Creator tells us that we were made by Him and for Him. Our soul is restless and lonely because He's missing. You and I have hijacked the life God was supposed to run. So there's a wall between you and the one you were made for. But there doesn't have to be. Because Jesus died for you to pay the hijacker's death penalty. When you tell Him, "Jesus, I'm yours," the wall between you and God comes down and the hole in your heart is filled. We'd love to help you begin your relationship with Him if you'll call us at 888-NEED-HIM. 888-NEED-HIM.
I'm Gregory Sells from WAVA's 105.1, here to share with you what could be the easiest way to sell your home. Did you know that Debbie, Sarah, and Reynolds Empower Home Team with Keller Williams have a 24-hour cash offer guaranteed program? Call Reynolds Empower Home Team to receive a cash offer on your home within 24 hours. No hassle, no gimmicks. My friends Debbie and Sarah are making it easy for you to sell your home without the traditional stresses that come with selling. Reynolds Empower Home Team was named the top team by the Wall Street Journal for families served in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, and they sell a home every 2 hours. Don't settle for any realtor when you can hire the best. They offer many guaranteed programs such as this 24-hour cash offer. So call the only ones that I would trust to sell my home. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds now to get your cash offer. 844-881-SOLD. That's 844-881-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
What is going on?
You have a level of deception placed upon the world that the world has never seen before.
That's Pastor Jack Hibbs from Real Life Radio warning about the rise of deception. You can download a chapter of his new book, Days of Deception, when you enter to win an iPad pre-filled with content from Pastor Jack, including the complete digital copy of Days of Deception.
Go to WAVA.com. Keyword deception. That's WAVA.com.
And we're back. This is The Drive Home. I'm Dr. Greg Seltz, and I'm privileged to be speaking with Pastor Fred Hintz, who's public policy advocate for both Minnesota North and South districts of the LCMS. Fred, you know, I always say we need one of you in every one of our districts, and we're working on that, so I'll make sure that Mark gets a hold of you, because, you know, this is going to be a state-by-state issue on so many of these issues, and you can't do it all even from Washington. So great to talk with you. But listen, let's step back a little bit. I listened, you sent that video, that YouTube video. I listened to the conversation that was going on, and a lot of this was emotive. They were saying, we exist, and you need to, you need to recognize, and I'm saying, we recognize that you exist. We recognize that we exist. But there's always been justifications and limitations on our behavior. You don't have the right to tell my children that confusion is good, or that, you know, there are legitimate discussions that differentiate our moral positions, and we can say why ours are good for our children and our family, et cetera, et cetera. We're not the ones criminalizing. This issue for church people is about what's the state's role in telling us what we will believe and what we will teach, isn't it? And I think that's what we've got to differentiate. This is not us preaching the gospel. This is just us having the right to be who God says that we are from His biblical word point of view. And that's what's under attack, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, our contention is simply that we want a true pluralism to exist in our society,
right,
where every person, every group of people has right to believe and to live in accordance with their beliefs, and that should be accorded to everyone. The fact of the matter is now that with these changes in our Human Rights Act, the church itself and people of faith are being marginalized, and soon the state will be weaponized to literally attack us. And interestingly, also the Minnesota Human Rights Act that we've been talking about, that is a statute. It's a law. Mm-hmm. It turns out that during this same legislative session that we are currently in, the Democratic Party has also indicated that they will be bringing forth what they called an equal rights amendment. This is an amendment, a proposed amendment to the Minnesota State Constitution, and it would embed in our Constitution not just the right to abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy, but also the same gender ideology that's being pushed in the Human Rights Act. And there are absolutely no religious protections in that amendment.
Right.
So they are attacking both on the statutory level and on the constitutional level. So it's a highly coordinated effort. They're good at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to have to be on top of our game here to simply retain the rights that we have always had to believe and to act in accordance with our beliefs.
Yeah, I wish people, I had a slide in one of my presentations called The Criminalization of Christianity, and people got mad at me when I put it up there. And then I said, if you read in fact, when I speak to Christians, I understand why the secular libertines are doing to this. They don't believe, they think the church is an old-fashioned institution, that there's this thing called libertinism today. There is no right, there is no wrong. You do as you please, you emote all over the place, and everyone's going to actually have to listen to what you say. Fine, I get why they say that. The problem is the church that doesn't understand that we are a threat by definition, because there is a thing called the Ten Commandments that says no to certain things. Well, they're saying that's going to be criminal. If you say no to something, yeah, we're going to come up with secular blasphemy laws, and you're going to be put in jail. You're going to be extinguished out of position. And you and I are both – either the Ten Commandments really are still God's word, and they do bless us, and the gospel, of course, transforms us, or it doesn't. And if we want that voice to be in the church, we're going to have to actually contend for this, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely. It doesn't mean that we aren't at the same time compassionate.
Yes.
We understand that these people are sincerely suffering.
Right.
And we don't want to minimize that. We want to truly bring the light of the gospel and the comfort of God's word to them, and I believe the church does that. However, that cannot be used as an excuse to nullify the religious liberty rights of all of us, so that in fact the church becomes the marginalized entity in society.
Yeah, and they're going to weaponize the state against the church, and the church does have answers. And the church now, you may not agree with the church's answers. Let me give you an example of what I mean. When I was dealing with the gay rights movement for marriage on the Hill, our argument was that the state doesn't grant rights. It only takes rights away from a man and a woman in a contract called marriage, because states don't grant rights. They only can undergird rights they already have. So why would they do it just to a man and a woman? It's because of the kids they can have. So our argument was, if you can't limit it to a man and a woman, your nefarious state activity, the state should get out of the whole marriage business. Well, I had gay rights activists who said, we disagree with your view of marriage, but we agree with your state, your view of the state's role in marriage. And I said, see, that we're fighting for the state's coercive power and role here. This is not what do you think about LGBTQ. This is not about what do you think about our mission is to people who differ from us. This is about what's the state's role in coercing you to do what you're told. And that's what you're
Absolutely.
Fighting, right? That's what you're fighting.
Absolutely.
Well, Fred,
yes.
tell my people, we want to support you. I'm lifting you up here in D.C. We're going to obviously come alongside of you with the LCRL. But what would you want people to do right now to help be a support to you?
Well, of course, prayer is the first and foremost thing that we all have access to. But I guess I would simply encourage you, depending where you live, to pay attention to what goes on in your own local and state context, to be aware of just how it is that our religious liberty rights are undermined. It would be wonderful for people simply to go back and look at what our religious liberty rights are and why they are so valuable, why this is in fact the right that undergirds every other right that is guaranteed to us. As we begin to understand how important religious liberty is, well, that will lead us to guard it more intentionally. And so do that. And but at the same time, lift up those people in prayer that do suffer from gender dysphoria and other difficult circumstances like that. They need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ as well.
Yeah, because we all need it. And Fred, do me a favor. If you guys have a coalition letter of sorts and you've put something together that you've put forward to your legislators, send that to me because I'll try to run it up the hill to your senators here in D.C. if that can make any difference, okay?
All right. Very good.
All right. God bless you. Thanks for being on the program today.
And blessings to you, too. Take care.
Take care, folks. So in closing, till we see him face to face, keep the faith, get to work, speak the truth in love with humility and grace, but be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Till next time, God richly bless you. I'm Greg Seltz.
Leading the Way with Michael Youssef. Weekday mornings at 11 on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Christian women visit iBelieve.com, where they can explore the deeper issues of their faith and learn how other women have handled the challenges of being a believer. Go to iBelieve.com.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Last May, an Iraqi student left Islam to follow Christ. When some of his former friends found out, they showed up at his home. They told him he could be an atheist, but not a Christian. They gave him 24 hours to recant or be killed. Allowing him one phone call, the student called his pastor, who prayed for him and reminded him of his eternal reward. The young man declared he would share the good news of Christ with his former friends and remain faithful. He was executed the next day. Pray for persecuted Christians in Iraq facing grave challenges because of their faith.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
More than 1,000 chapters and 30,000 verses, but you can do it. Read the entire Bible with Bible in a Year. Totally interactive, totally free at BibleStudyTools.com.
WAVA, providing inspiration to connect with your higher power.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.